The Santa Susana Field Lab has been a source of concern to local families for many years. For the Bumstead family, the first sign that something was wrong was a bunch of purple marks on little Grace's skin. Her mother, Melissa Bumstead of West Hills, remembers it clearly.
My daughter, Grace, was just about 4 years old. We saw just really strange bruising, and the bruises ended up becoming so large it looked like someone threw a brick at her.
So the Bumsteads took Grace to Children's Hospital, Los Angeles.
It turned out she has an exceptionally rare and aggressive form of leukemia. It took 10 times the normal amount of chemotherapy that leukemia children have. We spent over 100 days inpatient the first year. And it was during that time that I met Lauren. In fact, she was one of the first moms I met there.
Lauren Hammersley of Simi Valley was at Children's Hospital with her daughter Hazel, who at only 2 years old was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, another rare childhood cancer. She and Bumstead were surprised to discover that a very sick child wasn't the only thing they shared in common.
We started to realize, hey, wait a second, we live really close to each other.
And Bumstead said that was just the beginning.
And then I met another mom, and she's like, oh, I just live 2 blocks over. I met another family whose son was having eye cancer, and he lived behind the high school. Then I met another family who just lived 2 blocks up and around the corner. It was the most terrifying realization we've ever had. And to date, we've tracked over 54 children in our community within the last 6 years.
They believe this cancer cluster is caused by the Santa Susana Field Laboratory, a nearly 3,000-acre site nestled between Simi Valley and Chatsworth. It's highly contaminated with radioactive and toxic chemicals. Santa Susana was established in 1947 to test nuclear reactors and rocket engines. At the time, the location was chosen because it was remote. Now about 500,000 people live within 10 miles of the site. There were scientific advances made there, but the environmental legacy has been ugly. There were several nuclear reactor accidents and the partial meltdown of a reactor in 1959. That was kept secret for decades. As if that weren't enough, there were tens of thousands of rocket engines tested there.
There was open-air burning of radioactive and chemical components, very flagrant environmental violations, and this went on for decades. The nuclear work didn't stop until 1989. Other operations went on to 2006.
That's Denise Duffield with the LA chapter of Physicians for Social Responsibility.
So we're talking decades and decades of heavy pollution from very toxic contaminants that are now widespread throughout the facility, both in the soil, the groundwater, and the surface water runoff.
There are three parties responsible for cleaning all this up. One is NASA, another is the Federal Department of Energy, and the third is aerospace giant Boeing, which inherited this mess when it acquired Rocketdyne and most of the Santa Susana Field Lab in the mid-90s. They are accountable to the state of California. The state's Department of Toxic Substances Control is in charge of making sure the cleanup happens. But here's the thing. Hardly any of the cleanup has actually taken place.
It's quite frankly a story of greed, corruption, and not caring.
That's Dan Hirsch, a nuclear expert who helped expose the 1959 nuclear meltdown cover-up.
It is cheaper to have people end up having health problems and having to pay for those themselves than it is for the government to clean up the mess.
Hirsch points to 2010, when the Energy Department and NASA signed a legal agreement promising to clean up all the contamination by 2017. But 2017 came and went, and the site was virtually untouched. And in November of 2018, the Woolsey Fire broke out at the Santa Susana Field Lab. Here's Duffield again.
It was a pretty horrifying moment to turn on the television and see Santa Susana in flames, to see the rocket test stands engulfed in flames, knowing what's on that site. Over 80% of the site burned, and both the vegetation and the soil can become aloft during a fire and be spread 4 miles.
The California Department of Toxic Substances Control, or DTSC, said radioactive and hazardous materials were not released through the smoke and ash. But residents and the scientific community are not convinced. They don't trust the DTSC, since the promised cleanup has not materialized. And now, NASA and the Department of Energy say they have no plans to honor the 2010 cleanup agreement. Here's Hirsch again.
Instead of cleaning up all of the contamination, the Trump administration said it would leave behind 98% of the contaminated soil not cleaned up. And the Newsom administration, fired off a strong letter to the Trump administration saying, no, you won't.
Hirsch and other activists hope the governor is ushering in a new era for the Santa Susana Field Lab. Shortly after Newsom took office, Barbara Lee, the director of the DTSC, stepped down. And Jared Blumenfeld, a longtime environmental advocate, was named as the new chief of the California Environmental Protection Agency. Here's Blumenfeld discussing the Santa Susana situation at a recent oversight hearing.
I mean, it's a complete mess, and you know, the level of toxicity, the history there is when you're on site, it's just depressing. We need, as a state of California, to make sure that the federal government does two things. One, does what it says it was going to do. And secondly, pays for what it says it was going to do.
Dan Hirsch says a full cleanup at Santa Susana all hinges on what actions Cal EPA head Jared Blumenfeld takes and if the governor reforms the DTSC from the top down.
If the Newsom administration appoints a weak director, not only Santa Susana, but Exide and Kettleman Hills and numerous other places around the state will continue to be faced with a dysfunctional toxics agency. So the real question is not simply what they tell the Trump administration, but what they do themselves. And the permanent director of the toxics agency will be the real test.
KCRW reached out to all the parties responsible for cleaning up the site. All declined a taped interview. The DTSC sent a statement saying it would release an environmental impact report and a cleanup plan soon. It also said they're monitoring the site, and if it poses any threat to human health, the DTSC, quote, will take immediate actions to stop that threat.
How can we trust that when now we've been burned so many times?
That's Lauren Hammersley. She ended up losing her young daughter, Hazel, to neuroblastoma. She's now an activist fueled by heartbreak.
So how can I live with myself losing my daughter and thinking this could have caused all of this? You know, I have to do something. I can't just sit idly by and let it keep happening. And I need to hold the leaders of our community accountable.
As for Melissa Bumstead, she continues to lead the push for a full cleanup of Santa Susana. Her daughter Grace has now survived leukemia twice. For KCRW, I'm Jenny Hamill.